on und Izzy Bizu mit Someone That Loves You, einer ihrer Oldschool-Hits aus dem Jahre 2016, abgespielt auf Lux FM am Montagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt das Duo aus England im Astra und jetzt sind die beiden Köpfe der Kapelle bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über eine erweiterte Klangpalette auf der zweiten LP, finden heraus, wie wichtig so eine lange Freundschaft für eine gut funktionierende Band ist. Wir sprechen über frühe Demos, die nach Radiohead klingen sollten, über baugleiche Aufnahmestudios in beiden Wohnungen der Künstler und vielleicht auch über eine japanische Version ihres Stückes Warm on a Cold Night. Zunächst sage ich Hello, how are you? Welcome to Flux FM, James Nandy.
Hello. Hey. Thanks for having us.
Welcome on. How are you doing today?
Very good, yeah.
Very good.
Good, danke.
Wow, they're answering in a choir already. Been on tour for a while. Yeah. They're a well-oiled machine, those on boys. Where are you coming from today, actually?
We had a day off yesterday in Berlin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which was really nice. But we, before that, Hamburg. And then we were only at the start. We're only at the start of our European tour. So we've got like 3.5 weeks left.
Okay, cool.
And then we're kind of done for this year, touring-wise.
Wow.
We did 6 weeks in the US and Canada and Mexico.
Wow.
As well.
How was that?
It was amazing, yeah.
Cool.
Really, really good fun.
Yeah.
And people enjoyed your music over there as well.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
It must be so great to, I mean, you guys, you have those similar little studios in your flat and you work on music and then it comes together. At the end of the day, there's a record and it sounds great. And then you tour the fucking US. I mean, doesn't it still feel like a weird dream to you?
Yeah, I guess it does.
Yeah, it's really, really exciting. And yeah, every so often you have those like reflective moments. When you're on the tour bus afterwards, you're like, this is crazy that we just played to like a couple of thousand people on the other side of the Atlantic kind of thing.
I mean, you've deserved it, boys. Congratulations on things
Thank
like that
you.
Happening to
Thank
you. And
you.
Congratulations once again on LP number 2, Love Me, Love Me Not. It's a great album and it works with a wider palette of sounds a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was wondering how difficult was exploring those new sonic territories without kind of like losing touch to your sound philosophy, because it still, one still does feel a certain idea of sound when one's listening to the new record, but there's a wider palette. And I wanted to ask you how difficult it was to make sure that you're not losing touch with your with the old school on.
Yeah,
but still, you want to go for another level.
Yeah, it's something like we always had in the back of our mind. We didn't want to write the same album again, so we really tried hard to as you say, like explore different sounds and. I think part of it was working with different people. Mm-hmm. Like on the first album, it was very, it was just us. And so this time around, we worked with different musicians, different artists.
Tom Misch, for example,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. So Tom, guy called Nana Rose, who's great producer. He's produced for like the likes of Drake and all sorts of people. So that was partly it. And then, I think what I feel like is the same is just the feeling that you get when you listen to our music. Like it still feels warm and like nostalgic and positive, which I think from both records is something
And it combines like the best of both worlds. There's these digital signals and this warm analog feel because of the voices and stuff. That's still there. That's totally true.
The way we record, we still want to keep as much character as we can in everything. So even on like day one, for example, there's piano in it and it's Andy's piano in the flat recorded with an iPhone. Just to keep the keep it rough around the edges a little bit.
Yeah, I've been talking about mistakes in music so often because it's like it's an elementary thing. And in the 2000s, 2001 to 2004, everybody was like, "No, I can quantize my beats and I can compress the whole thing to the max," you know. And all of a sudden, all music sounded the same. It didn't even matter which genre people tried out. It was like a super compressed, quantized kind of piece of music. And it was really great, maybe, but it got boring real fast.
Yeah.
Whereas those songs where these little atmospheric sounds in the back that shouldn't be there, you know?
Yeah.
They last longer.
Like little field recordings and bits of that. Yeah.
But you know that. I don't have to explain it to you. I've read that you guys don't really like working on music in a single room together. So you have two different rooms, but with similar studio equipment in there.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Such a great idea, though.
Yeah.
But what's the reason for you that, or when did you realize that maybe you're working more efficiently like the German efficiency
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
When you're not sharing a room.
Genau. Yeah, it's. yeah, we can get twice as much done if we yeah. are working separately. It's yeah.
But you with the same studio setup, that totally makes sense to me. It's such a brilliant idea because you can basically say, right, I have this preset. My preset on the mic is like this and that, and
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's, yeah. it's a lot of technical emails.
Once there
compressor preset like this.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just like a FaceTime call where I literally just hold up my phone to the computer and just these are the settings.
I copy the settings on the screen.
Yeah. So yeah, it's really good. I think we found a good process, and yeah, it also means we're just not stepping on each other's toes. Mm.
We're able to experiment without. I don't know. I like being able to just spend a bit of time trying to find some little sound without someone sitting there behind me being like,
yeah, like,
oh, come on, this is going to, like, yeah, you yeah, get yeah. impatient, don't you?
And
I don't know.
Yeah. That's true. And I do know the feeling when you get totally lost in front of a computer when you're working on music, when that point arrives where you don't think about time anymore and you're really like, oh, let me just do this one more little, the snare drum sound.
Yeah.
It's only going to take 5 minutes. And then it's like days later, yeah. you're still sitting there.
Yeah.
But
you haven't eaten.
Yeah, you haven't eaten, you haven't slept, but you have a nice snare drum sound.
Yeah, true.
Or then you wake up the next day and you're like, oh, sounds shit.
Yeah, that's the worst.
What was I thinking?
It was better at the start when I first had it.
But I mean, that's a good reason for having two separate studios with the same setup. I think it's a brilliant idea, really. But I mean, you have to have some money to buy two Neumann microphones and stuff. But it's a pretty cool thing. But at the same time, when you're working with Tom or other collaborators, you don't want to do this via Skype or something. They have to come into the studio, right?
Yeah, I think we try where possible to, when we're collaborating with someone, to actually get in a room with them because it makes for like a much more natural and like easy process because you're there and you can just work it out at the time. But I think the internet, you know, obviously nowadays it's happening more and more often where people are making songs together without even meeting.
Yeah.
Which is, it's great. Like that's possible, but I think we just want to like make a connection.
Yeah.
Cause a part of it is just like the track we wrote with Anna of the North. It's just getting in the room and you just sort of spill your feelings and just talk about something that's happened and you're just like, I want to write about that. And then you chat about it, sometimes quite at length.
Yeah.
But sometimes most of the day is spent just talking about stuff and then you're like, right, let's put all that into a song.
Mm.
So it's kind of like a little counseling session.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I mean, that's the beauty of music. It can be such a therapeutical thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just to go into a room and talk to two guys about your feelings
is
not something that other manly, toxic masculinity men do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, what? No, I won't explain my feelings to those other boys. Why? Whereas musicians...
It's weird doing that within like 5 minutes of meeting someone.
Yeah.
You're like, so you go like, oh, what you been up to? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, right.
Mom died. This happens.
Exactly.
I'm in love with a girl and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I think it's beautiful. That's the beauty of music because...
Yeah.
It has so many values, right?
Yeah.
So much stuff that you can take out of it.
Yeah.
And that's one
thing.
And it's
universal and relatable and, can get you through a tough time or just heighten your emotions at other good times. So,
Before we get too hippie-ish.
Yeah, what's going on?
God, help.
Well, music is an universal language. Everybody understands it. Let's listen to another one of your songs. It's called Day One. It'll always be my day one. Day One on Flux FM. I've talked a lot when that song was
radio
on.
Radio stations are also therapeutic. It's not just music.
Thank you for that little therapy session in between. Those two takes. So we've just listened to Day One. We've talked about the way that you record. And I found out something today that I find really interesting. And that's the fact that your very first demos were sounding a lot like Radiohead because you were like huge Radiohead fans. And you tried to kind of like emulate their sound. And you've told in an interview, no. None of these demos is ever going to see the light of day because it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
But do you still have them or did you kind of shred them and put them into the bin?
Somewhere on a hard drive.
Yeah, they will be somewhere. They're not online, are they?
No.
So don't try.
That was just the look on your face was really scared. Yeah. Right now.
Please say that. But we were 18,
okay,
and loved electronic music and Tom York's solo album, The Eraser, and wrote The Eraser.
the better version of The Eraser. We're just never going to see the light of the day. But I think I'm just asking because I think it sounds like a little anecdote from your early days, but I think it was an important step in the career of On, because the idea of making music in a very free way, it's not taking care of genre boundaries too much, because that's what Radiohead was for you. That's what I thought when I was it's a band that can do the jangly indie guitar thing, but it can do like really highly processed and interesting electronic music as well.
Yeah, for sure. They've like definitely, they're an inspiration, I'm sure, to many, many people, just for the way that they develop themselves and kind of come back and don't really have a regard for what their fans liked about them in a way. Like I really admire their bravery. And I think, we'd like to also kind of, I don't know, like not follow in their footsteps.
I think that the good thing about your music and your band is that you do have those role models in the music biz. And if one listens in super closely, one can maybe find moments that are Radiohead-esque your music, but it's not like it's, you've totally freed yourself from those idols.
Yeah.
So it's cool to, I think it's cool to have those idols and then free yourself from them. And I think it's not the music that inspired you so much with Radiohead, but the way that they don't care.
Exactly, yeah. They don't care about music or their fans.
It's exaggerated, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They just don't care. I just don't give a fuck. Huge hit by Radiohead. So what's the live setup of tonight's show going to be? Because in every other interview, you talk about your live band and that you're so much in love with them and that you're so talented.
Yeah.
So what's how many people are you on stage?
44.
Yeah, 44 now.
Yeah. The audience down on the stage and we have the floor. So we can only fit 9 people in tonight. No, there are 5 of us on stage, including Anna.
Let's 44, 9, 5.
Yeah, what is it?
It's just holograms tonight. Sorry. Yeah.
So we have a drummer who's amazing, like gospel influence kind of drummer, a female backing vocalist called Becca, who features on our new album on a track called Crying Over You. Check it out. And a bass player called Amadou, who is, I would like to say, highly regarded in the London music scene. Often, like some of our mates who are amazing bass players will see him and just be like, oh, Amadou. You inspired me, because he's a little bit older. So when people were moving to London from where we went to uni, they'd go to like jam nights and see him play and just be like, oh, you're my inspiration, man.
Yeah,
lovely.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, it's really funny seeing all the bass players. Like,
sounds good to me. Oh, now I've looked at the clock and I realized that our time is running out. I have to give away some tickets real quick for tonight's show. Heute Abend spielen On the Mastra und ich darf Eintrittskarten verlosen unter der 030 2000 9000 Berlin 2000 9000. Das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wer durchkommt, steht auf der Gästeliste für On heute Abend im Astra, die dort eben nochmal ihre neue LP Love Me, Love Me Not präsentiert. Mit großer Liveband. 030 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Sorry for interrupting the thing so quickly now, but it's almost 3 and I have to pay the new I have to play the news real quick. So I want to wish you the best of luck for those next few weeks.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Shin.
Have a great vacation time, right? It's almost Christmas. One can talk about that as well.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas
to you as well, to your families as well. Give them all a hug.
We shall.
give them kisses.
We will.
And schöne Woche.
Ja,
danke. Schönen Tag.
Schönes Wochenende.
Vielen Dank. Wenn ich gewusst hätte, dass ihr so gut Deutsch sprecht, hätten wir das Interview auch auf Deutsch machen können.
Well, das ist richtig.
Thank you, guys. Have great fun at tonight's show.
Thank you.
I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.